Blackstone Audio presents The Paper Princess by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Justine Eyre. Chapter 1.
It won't happen to me, never to me, said Miss Felicity Channing fiercely.
Why not? Demanded her governess, Miss Chubb. It's happened to your three elder sisters. Why not you?
I am made of sterner stuff, said Felicity.
Miss Chubb looked at her delicate charge's sensitive face and wide, vulnerable eyes, and gave a cynical snort. Both ladies were seated beside the fire in the nursery at the top of Tregarthen Castle in Cornwall. It had been an exhausting day, a day in which Felicity had watched her sister, Maria, sob her way to the altar to wed a man she barely knew. Felicity had three elder sisters, and Maria was the last of the three to be forced by the girl's stepfather, Mr. Palfrey, into an arranged marriage. Not content with being married to one of the richest women in England, Mr. Palfrey was always on the lookout for more money to support his lavish tastes. He had married Lucy Channing, the girl's mother, when she was a pretty young widow, and the Channing girls were all still in the nursery. Felicity's mother, now Mrs. Palfrey, had been a permanent invalid for some years, allowing her husband full rein. Mr. Palfrey was a thin exquisite of some 40 years, with a nasty, waspish tongue and a determination to get his own way. His main ambition was to rid Tregarthen Castle of all his stepdaughters and then to modernize the place to suit his luxurious tastes. To that end, he had arranged marriages for each girl as she came of age. Penelope had been the first to go, wed to a baronet in Devon, then Emily to a rich merchant, and now Maria to a wealthy bishop. His aim in marrying the girls to rich men was to provide himself with the reassurance that they would make no claim on their mother's fortune.